WAF Rocks, Little Guns N' Roses. Is that guitar run at the end there, that Slash runs, one of the most underrated solos you've
it's
ever heard?
It's sick, man. It's great.
He's one of those guys.
Slash, the artist formerly known as Axl. I mean, it's all good.
What do you think? Are they ever going to get another? Is that CD ever going to happen?
No.
Have you ever heard? Have you heard some of the stuff that's on?
I've only heard the stuff that people wanted for soundtracks. That was it. Uh-huh. Like, what was that? Oh my god!
That piece. That was not good. Corey Taylor from Slipknot hanging out in the WAAF studios.
I'm looking at the WAAF chicks.
Oh, the Mantown calendar.
Some of them are,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Grade A.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a grade, but some of them look like eighth grade. Okay, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I don't know. Did you get a license for this?
There's a market for that.
Well, there is.
They're all over 18.
Well, this is true. This is true.
And there's nothing wrong with it. So anyway, you might be wondering what Corey's drinking. What is your flavor of choice today?
Well, I'm two-fisting it, by the way, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Since I quit drinking, I found a whole new love for coffee.
Yeah.
And I got a little hazelnut.
Nice.
And some Colombian blend, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty happy about it.
It's coffee.
Yeah, it's very good, right?
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
So you're sold out tonight over at the Palladium, so there's really no reason for you to be promoting anything whatsoever, except for the fact that you came in, and you're taking one of our lucky WAF winners out to,
we're going
to
go rage, buy some horror movies. I tried to get him into the scariest movie in my life that I have ever seen, besides The Littlest Vampire, which is terrifying, it's got to be Showgirls.
Yeah?
That movie is so frightening on so many levels.
On the serious note, what is the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Scariest movie I've ever seen? Well, that all depends on the genre.
A movie that scared you, made you like not want to go to bed that night. There's two for me.
Well, Jaws. My mom took me to see Jaws when I was like four.
Okay.
Because she was good like that.
Yeah.
That has scarred me for life. Now I'm brutally scared of sharks.
Okay.
Like very, like terrified. It's like frozen terrified.
Yeah.
So that movie is hard for me, but the masochist in me makes me go out and watch like every shark movie that comes out ever.
Sure.
You know, front row for like Deep Blue Sea, front row for like, you know, Open Water.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot when it comes to that stuff.
Comes,
you know,
from breeding.
It really does.
Parents
are
probably idiots too.
Hey,
what?
Shut your lips.
All right,
shut your lips. Anyway,
what were the ones? And what's the one that scared the hell out of you?
Let's
other
see.
Than that.
Well, let's see. None of them are really scary though.
Oh,
like I'm like so desensitized to stuff like that. There are moments in movies. There's an amazing moment in Poltergeist 3 that is like just scared the living peesh out of me, you know? There's moments in like the new Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I loved it.
Is it really?
I'm a big fan of the first one. And just because I'm a Romero fan, the original Night of the Living Dead is probably some of the spookiest, creepiest stuff you will ever see, man.
See, I'm like a Cesar Romero fan, which is a completely different genre.
You like the Joker from the Batman
big Joker
show?
Guy. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What?
What's wrong with
he
you?
He was great.
You're an idiot.
Who's a better villain than the original Joker?
The Penguin?
Penguin.
Burgess. Come on, dude. Burgess Meredith as the Penguin?
Cesar Romero.
All right. My, what?
Frank Gorshin is the Riddler.
Okay, look, we can't talk anymore. You're just pissing me off now. You're just being defensive and just debatable.
The Exorcist.
Anyway, Exorcist, the original Exorcist is very cool.
Yeah.
Not so much scary to me, though. Like, really cool. I just love that movie, you know?
Carrie,
hey, you got to love boobs with blood on them.
Yeah.
You really do. I mean, I'm just going to say, hey, say what it is.
Yeah.
It's a weird Stephen King movie with boobs and blood.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
And Sissy Spacek's boobs were pretty
and
nice.
And John Travolta.
Yeah.
In his...
listen to this, you're going to die.
Listen to this, you're going to die. I swear you're going to crack up. I'm going to pull this rope and it's going to fall. It's going to be awesome, man.
What?
Where? Anyway, but... Oh, God. Let me see. Halloween.
The first
scared
Halloween?
The hell out of me, man, when I was a kid. Not even the movie. Like, the trailer. My mom took me to see Buck Rogers, the old, like, 70s Buck Rogers movie.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, she had a thing for... Anyway. And so we're sitting there, and we're getting ready for the movie to start. The trailer comes on for Halloween, dude. And that trailer stayed with me for 3 years. Like, it was so... creepy, man. Like, I was freaking out. So that's like one of my favorite movies of all time. Anyway.
And the first, did any of the Nightmare on Elm Streets do anything for you?
No. Not really. I was a big Freddy fan, but for all the wrong reasons. I just thought he was a big burned up dork.
Okay.
With, you know, knives and stuff. Like, it was the first one was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it just got real cheese, you know? The cheese factor jumped. And that's why I was like...
Yeah, when Dokken does the video for your movie...
We're the Dream Warriors!
I knew you'd pull that one
That's
out.
The best video ever!
Yeah, because that chick's on, like, Medium now.
Yeah.
Isn't she an Arquette?
Yeah, Arquette. Mm. Here's my big problem.
Okay.
Here's my problem with horror movies today.
Are you into the Rob Zombie genre of horror?
Yes, love it. Devil's Rejects, dude, so cool.
Okay.
It was really good. And I loved the first one. I loved House of a Thousand Corpses. I loved it. My problem with the newer movies, like your House of Wax, your, you know, all this crap.
Yeah.
This shiny, let's get all the kids from, you know, the cover of 17 this week and put them in a horror movie. Because they'll be gay. You know, when you've got Paris Hilton in a horror movie, knock it off. What's wrong with you? All you know? But here's my problem.
Okay.
How do you take, it's these verses. Movies that have been coming out, like movies
like
that I've waited.
Alien vs. Predator,
Freddy versus Jason, the worst culprit. Okay,
I don't know.
First
Alien
of all,
Alien versus Predator sucked out.
It was even worse
that
than Freddy versus
terrible.
Jason. But here's the problem: how do you take two hard R movies, put them together to get a PG-13 movie? How does that happen? How does it work? I don't like it. You should be fired. Like it's so. I'm a big fan, dude, and I waited for those movies to come out. Like, Freddy vs. Jason, 10 years. Alien vs. Predator, 15 years, because I had the comics for Alien vs. Predator. It came out, and it sucked harder than Andy Dick on the Conan O'Brien show. It was so bad that I was mortified, dude. Like, I went to the theater to see it, and I was like... I've just watched 15 years of my life being burned. It was like going to see GNR last, like, 2-3 years ago.
Oh.
It was that bad. So bad. How do you take two amazing hard R movies, put them together, and get something that, well, you know, the kids will like it. And it's gotten to the point where if Lance Henriksen is in a movie, I know it's going to suck. And I hate that because he's a great actor.
Wasn't he in Battlestar Galactica, too? Like
what?
He was like one of the... I think he was one of the bad... what the hell were they called? They were
the
Borrelian Nomad guys. No.
What?
Borrelian Nomads. Look it up, science fiction.
I'm not looking anything up. I'm just pissed that I want justice and files.
Nice reference.
Thank you.
Corey Taylor is sold out tonight along with a little band called Slipknot over at
Little
Band. Yeah,
it's
Little
all
Band.
Good, you
What's
know.
Next for the band after this? I mean, you've got the live album. You're going to pimp that for a while. You're going to ride that horse.
November 15th is the last date on this tour cycle.
Okay.
And we've been out for almost 2 years now. And I'm basically tired of it.
You're gonna, so done.
You
going to go and hang with Dad?
Yeah. Well, my dad's talking about flying in for because he's originally from Des Moines.
Okay.
And he's talking about he's still got family there. I've got like cousins I never even knew, you know. And actually, a dude that I know is in a local band as my cousin.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea, man. It's creepy. So he's thinking about flying in for the holidays and whatnot, which is really cool because I want him to see my house. I want him to see the kids and whatnot. And
He's a grandfather now.
He's been a grandfather for a while. My other half brother, my youngest half brother, because I'm the oldest out of that generation. My John had a baby, Joey, and it's a little girl and beautiful, really beautiful.
Yeah,
girl.
But he's a grandfather of Satan's child now.
He is.
Yeah,
Griffin Parker Taylor, the son of Satan. How do you feel about that? Son of a Satan.
So you talked about being tired, and we always hear when Slipknot goes off the road that there's dissension and all that stuff. What's going to happen with Slipknot? Are you going to do another Stone Sour record?
Oh, yeah. We go into the studio January 25th for Stone Sour.
Okay.
We've got about 30, like over 30 songs written now. It's sick. Does everybody know that? I'm tired of talking about myself. I want to talk about radio now.
Are you still
People
back
don't
to that?
Know. Yeah. No. People don't realize this, but on the console... There's a big yellow lit button that says cough.
Go ahead.
And if you...
Yeah, you can't hear. Yeah, you can't hear you.
They shut you off. So if you're sitting there, right, and you just want to be like, shut your lips.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, Stone Sour is January 25th. I have my yearly New Year's Eve cover band is going to happen, and I can't really say the name on the radio.
Oh, nice.
But it's spelled D blank M F blank X.
All right.
Put it together, whatever you want to do. Doom Fox.
Oh, okay.
Doom Fox. Code name Doom Fox Doom for the Fox. Radio. That's yeah. what it is. It's not Doom Fox, but it's
right
like that. I'm producing some bands. Everybody is going to basically just be free for a while. It's like you feel like you're being paroled,
yeah.
honestly, dude. And we're to the point that we're so tired and just done. It's going to be a while before we get back together.
What more can Slipknot do?
We could break up, but we're not going to.
But you are going to take the, quote, hiatus.
We're
going to
take the hiatus, absolutely. And we're going to go do our thing. November 15th in Milwaukee will be our last show for probably a couple years. And it's really cool, too, because that's my two-year anniversary of being sober.
Oh, so, well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
I'll drink to that.
Please do.
No, I mean,
I'll buy you one.
Oh, here it is.
Hey. There you go. Oh,
in.
God. Dude, watch this. Toss it. Drink. Go. Yes. Isn't it awesome that your program director's in Aruba? I'll toast you with my coffee.
All right. Excellent. Corey Taylor, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Go get some horror DVDs. Have fun
right
tonight.
Right on.
Enjoy your Mantown calendar.
Yeah, man tooth.
And all that comes with it. And we will talk to you again next time you come through town.
All right, man.
Obviously, be safe, right? Have a good holiday and say hello to your dad for us.
Thank you, man.
All right, later. It's 107.3 WAAF. And now something completely different. Audio Slave, 107.3 Rocks.